This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here. That's AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, we also give a special shout-out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, to our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as coming into the hurricane zone down here, delivering supplies to the Southwest Florida area where Ian hit. Thanks so very much for doing what you're doing. And to Felix and the gang, delivering the bulk mail. Thanks, you guys, for getting that out there. Everybody wants their mail. And, of course, to our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. Thanks for what you're doing. And also to our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too, that are out there delivering. Thank you. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, to the telephone lines, because on the telephone line, we've got the one, the only, the incomparable, Rod Edwards. Good morning to you, sir. How the heck are you? Where are they? There they are. Here they come. There they are. A little late and moving on the porch, but they're there. All right, thank you, guys and gals, and puppy dogs, too. Okay, there we go. There. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words in there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a caller that's been waiting for you to call, so I'm going to go right to the telephone line and see what's going on. Okay, Mary, what's your question for Ron?
Hi, good morning. My question is, the food supply of the United States and around the world is being attacked. There's been over 120 breaches at food processing plants or where animals are raised or wherever. And so, therefore, when you're talking about Thanksgiving dinners anymore, you need to be looking at that, what Canada's trying to do, and that is legalize and make eating insects look delectable. So I think that is where your Thanksgiving dinner should be looking at from now on. If they want you to eat the insects on the earth, and if you have no insects, you're not going to have any human beings anyway. And I think Ron Edwards is about the only person I've heard say about weather manipulation, and it is out there, and I do believe it, and it will attack the food supply. So That's what my question is. Everybody needs to keep your eye on what the World Economic Forum is doing to the world. And you as a peon get to eat bugs. Thank you.
Not this peon. Not this peon. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, man. I was cracking up. But anyway, I guess if you live in New York, you know, there's the cockroaches that everyone has in your apartment buildings, no matter what neighborhood you live in.
And the rodents running around.
Yeah, and Bermuda, I was there, and they have these big insects that fly all around, even at night. So maybe she has a point, but in seriousness, though, it's very sad what is going on with our food situation in this country. I mean, the United States is legendary for food production. Our farmers, my gosh, the way they are able to produce food, but there have been attacks on food processing plants and things of that nature, and because of the kind of government that's in office now, they're not investigating, they don't care. So we are in a big bit of a pinch here concerning food prices, and it's been predicted that 2023 could be pretty rough as far as not just prices, but the food supplies.
Well, I will tell you that if you're looking for turkey, one of my favorite places, Mission Barbecue, took it off the menu. It was so expensive they couldn't afford to sell it at any reasonable price. You know, when it got up to the point to where it's at right now, and it's going up even higher, I might add. So if you're going to get your turkey, you better hurry up and get it now, or maybe you should have ordered it a long time ago. You know, we can order some of those clubs or whatnot. But the thing of it is, I'll mention something else that Mary brought up. She talked about there were, I think she said it was 260 dairy cows that had been killed in the hurricane, which is not surprising that something like that happened, and that, you know, they would be rendered, processed. Well, nope, not so fast. Once a dairy cow gets killed and it goes down on the ground, depending on how long it's been laying there, because the agricultural people from the state of Florida have to come along and certify, because there's a tax, believe it or not, there's a tax. And they have to come along and certify the cow is dead with the tag number and this, any other, and all that sort of stuff. And that then goes to a rendering plant. It does not go for food on your table. It goes for dog food or something like that. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Rod Edwards. And you're going to hear an Edwards Notebook coming up, so don't go anywhere. I shall be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All of that.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and now it's time for an Edwards Notebook featuring Rod Edwards. Here we go.
I love my republic, but I am quickly losing respect for her. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Brown's Coffee. It's bad enough to see sniffing Uncle Joe Biden stick his nose into women's hair, groping young ladies while parents stand there uncomfortably not knowing what in the heck to do because they don't have the intestinal fortitude, at least to ask Mr. President to stop sniffing my child or groping my child. But when a nasty crossdresser was recently videotaped groping itself, flashing private body parts while prancing around in a family restaurant in Plano, Texas, of all places, in front of mostly mothers and their little children, was enough to make me enraged and my wife upchuck while watching that grotesque story on Fox News. In addition, the prancing crossdresser was screaming the name of its body parts while flashing. Most of the people had looks of embarrassment or disdain. However, there was one table of black females who were rocking back and forth with raised hands, showing their approval of the vulgar white crossdresser, whose goal, like that of all leftists, is to help destroy society via corrupting the young minds of American children. The nation that does not protect its children from evil will pay a heavy price. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Yeah, know something? I know somebody else that's in the picture, too. It's called Constitutional Grounds. Constitutional Grounds is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about. I've got a iced coffee cup right here beside me, my Tervis tumbler cup. And because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Now, hang on a second. I'm going to do this. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Whew. I sip that. Sometimes I take one tumbler and I sip it all night. This time I already drank one. This is the second one. So I'm working on my second one. So simply go to the Constitutional Grounds display at theronedwards.com website. That's theronedwards.com website. You'll see the Constitutional Grounds display right there. And make your purchase over there. Because, as the voice will tell you, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
See, there was that masked man. He rode through in that horse again. I can count on that. I can count on that. All right. Listen, we got to talk about some stuff here. And this is rather important because you're not hearing about this, and you probably only hear about it from me because the big boys aren't putting this out there. Dozens of former Charlie Crist staffers and colleagues that go back to his days as governor, when he was governor, have come out and endorsed Ron DeSantis for governor, saying he's the best bet for Florida.
Yeah, he is a great bet. He's the best bet. Ron DeSantis is a great governor, great leader. And from what I've seen of Mr. Crist, he is the total opposite. And he is not something that Florida or any state needs right now. He's a disgusting human being. I, from a distance, have caught him in lies and in some of his interviews because I remember his past. Many, if not all, the signers worked for Crist in his previous incarnation as a Republican. And by the way, in my opinion, he was sort of a liberal left-leaning Republican when he served as Florida's governor between 2007 and 2011. After he ran for the Senate but lost the GOP primary to Marco Rubio, Crist got mad and he changed his affiliation to independent, which was on his way towards becoming a Democrat. He did that to run in the general election against Rubio,
yep,
who defeated him, who spanked him again.
Yep.
And so in December of 2012, I think it is, he changed his affiliation again, joining the Democrat Party and endorsing Barack,
yep,
Ali Obama,
mm-hmm,
for reelection.
Who endorsed him when he ran for the Congress here in St. Pete.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was at,
okay.
Yep, he ran for Congress and became a... I believe it was a two-term congressman, Florida 13. But anyway, and by the way, he's still the current congressman right now, even though he did not run for re-election. Want to mention something here about the way things work here in Florida. If you get endorsements from different groups, really good groups, like the fire department and the police department and the EMS and the truck drivers, you know, the Teamsters and that sort of thing. If you get endorsed by those people, which, by the way, all of them, every one of them have endorsed Ron DeSantis, then you got a pretty good chance of winning. And even after the debate with Charlie Crist, when Charlie tried to go after him and just failed miserably, Ron, yes, DeSantis came out of that debate still 10 points ahead of Charlie.
And that's understandable, because if you go after someone, you've got to have some facts to back you up, and you have to have something good to stand on yourself, which Charlie doesn't have much of, and therefore he was just going to fail anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron DeSantis' mind is like a steel trap, and there's nothing Charlie could do to combat that.
No, he is a sharp individual, and I also know his dad, and his dad is, you know, I can understand the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. Okay, listen, the New York State Supreme Court ruled yesterday that New York City cannot fire employees for not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, and the court ordered the city to reinstate all of their fired employees, which starts with the firefighters and EMS.
I'm glad that happened. Writing for the majority, 6-3 majority, that is, the Justice Clarence Thomas said that the law's requirement of New Yorkers who want a permit to carry a handgun in public show proper cause, and that the weapon specifically needed for self-defense violates the 14th Amendment. And in the same context, they said that, look, you cannot discriminate against people like that and prevent them from you know, working just because, you know, they chose not to take a vaccination. And I think that was the right decision to make because I thought, Captain, it was cruel for the city and other locations around the country.
Well, of course.
To fire people and, you know, just to cut them off like that because they didn't take a shot.
Right.
I mean, here's the thing, Captain, that makes it so hypocritical. If a bunch of people decide to take a shot and they're supposed to be protected by taking the shot, what difference does it make if someone else decides not to? That doesn't harm you if you're supposedly protected.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I correct?
Right. And you heard what Biden did yesterday. He went and got another booster shot. He says, and now you have to have your annual COVID shot. Make sure you get it once a year, every year. I saw him do that, and I thought to myself, I said, what a dope.
Yeah. And by the way, I have seen up close people and read many, many stories about around the country where people are not getting good results, especially a lot of young athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I know of two that have suddenly died soon after taking the jab, and I'm not a medical professional. I'm not making myself the distinction, but I'm just looking at the circumstances.
There is a reaction that happens in some people.
It wasn't happening before.
No.
Is it myocarditis?
That's right. Which is the heart.
Yeah, and that's been, you know, that was before now, that was very rare, if ever, in young people. I don't think young people ever had it before. So there is something going on. And then when you check and find out what's in the blood, what ends up in their lungs, things of that nature of many people that have taken the jab and they want to ignore it, they don't report it.
By the way, say good morning to George the Godfather.
Good morning, George.
All right. Now, I've been seeing and I've been saying that the momentum seems to be moving towards the Republicans at a lot of different elections across the country, if not everywhere. Now, we've just seen in New York, Congressman Lee Zeldin, who is a Republican running for governor against the current governor, Kathy Hochul, we've just seen that close up to where we're being told they're in a dead heat there, which is another big sign that the Democrats are in deep trouble.
Well, they put themselves in that position because the Democrats have, for a long time, especially in states like in New York, Michigan, others, they've been on the death march, and they have been trying to kill our economy, our rights, our prestige, and everything like that. And Zeldin is 46%, Hochul 45%.
Yeah, go Zeldin.
Yeah.
All right. I will talk to you, let's see, Saturday morning, so have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and it's always a lot of fun when we have him on the air because we get a lot of different comments, and I'm sure we'll get more. I'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by the midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday. The quake hit about lunchtime and was centered 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America and God help America and God save America. We got to get it going here, folks. We got to get it going. We got 13 days until the election. 13 days, and we had better get it right, because if we don't, you aren't going to recognize America if the Democrats keep calling the shots. It's just that simple. And never mind them talking about the Republicans. They're lying through their teeth. Now, Moss Family Automotive brings you this portion of the program. That would be Moss Nissan in particular, with all the different Nissan dealerships and a brand new one, too, up in Brooksville. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Don't forget, Moss Nissan is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're police, fire, or EMT, current or active, or current or past, rather, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal on your vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned. And don't forget that you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes, and tire rotations as well. Now, Moss Nissan has dealerships in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, they've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side here on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. They got the brand new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50, just this side of the veterans, of the expressway that's right there. Okay, just this side, maybe 100 yards, you'll see it, east. Now, I will tell you that that's one of the most beautiful dealerships I've seen anywhere. I guess it's because it's new and all the different things they have in there. So check it out. Check it out. Moss MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door and give you some free coffee and maybe a bun, too. Who knows? All right, Patrick Hyland is on the telephone line, the insurance and sports zone quarterback. Check his show out on the weekends, Sunday mornings on this great flagship station I've got here, from 11 to 12. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt, please. And, I'm very happy hump day. It's going to be a great rest of the week. You're right, Captain. Less than 2 weeks away, we have the elections. Things have to change. Things are changing in the NFL. Things need to change to the positive in our great country. And God bless America, and God bless all the veterans out there that are doing the right things for the right reasons, such as yourself. So, no controversy up there in New England, Captain. Mr. Zappe, the quarterback, or Mr. Mac Jones. Same game Monday night. Very funny. They were losing 10-0, and they were winning 14-10, and then they lose 33-14. Just a very unusual game in New England. The game wasn't in Chicago. It was in New England. The weather didn't affect the Packers. The Bears. Bears, Packers, that division knows how to play with the bad weather. And that fog didn't do anything for Chicago. And DK just in the crazy weather, and now be New England in crazy weather. So, a lot of things going up here in New England. We're going to see what happens, to say the least. So, speaking about the Packers, Rodgers, they're all making too many mistakes, and, they better get it together. It's amazing, isn't it, Captain? We were talking about the Bays last year, Tampa Bay and Green Bay, to win the Super Bowl, one of them. And now, they're struggling to just make the playoffs. So,
yeah.
Just to me, how things have a way of changing. World Series will be coming up. And the Phillies and the Astros. So that should be good this weekend for everybody to check out. Everybody be safe next Monday on Halloween, please. So put that out there. Give everybody a heads up. Young Man Shoemaker was hired as manager of the Miami Marlins. Don Mattingly, great first baseman for the New York Yankees. A lot of baseball fans are very familiar with him. He was the Dodger manager, and then the Marlins got him to manage their team. He was a 2 years ago, manager of the year in the shortened season. We got the Marlins through playoffs where no one thought they had even a player. So, he's going to retire, I think. Maybe somebody else will sign him down the road, but him and the Marlins are parting ways, Captain. IndyCar action, okay? The Andretti sports team gets Huerta to be a part of your team. So that should be really good for them. There was some other controversies. The Bucs wide receiver, Mike Evans, okay, he was talking to some officials after the game, and he was looking at some paperwork and going over some things, and they accused him of signing autographs for the officials. And he's like, no, that wasn't it. We were just talking about golf, and we're human beings, too. They're there to do a job. I'm there to do a job. You don't have to be adversarial. And that's amazing, Captain. You mentioned before I came on about the, voting and the Republicans and getting Democrats out. It's very sad that we have to have this type of animosity between the parties. It should be reaching across the aisle.
Never happened. It'll never happen as long as we got this clown that's in office and this cult that's come to the table with the Democrats. We've actually had, and I'm going to call them what I think it is. It's like watching a cult, like the Jones Bunch. Remember that bunch in Africa that all committed suicide? It's like, that's like what we're looking at on the other side of the aisle right now. They're evil. They're just plain evil.
You just don't have to be that way. You just don't. We all need to get along. George Bush, senior, I call him.
Can't we all get along?
Well, that's it. He can be firm and kind at the same time. You just can't, give away the farm and not expect other people to have a problem with that. It just doesn't make any sense. You've got to treat people the way we want to be treated. You can't expect people to do what you want to do, Captain, all the time. There has to be some give and take. And that's just like in sports, when it comes to signing guys and waving guys. It's just you got to work it out amongst yourselves on what's going to be best for all parties. we're getting to the heart of college football now, Captain. You know, a loss now can cost you getting to the championship rounds. They're not expanding, until next year, the playoff structure. So it'll be the top four. Then they're going to 12. Amazing. I didn't think they would jump that much in college football from 4 to 12, but they did. So that's fine. You know, we'll see how that plays out over time. I like that they expanded it because I thought a lot of times the 5th, 6th, 7th team had a shot to beat 1 or 2. Why not give them that chance? I mean, they do it in the NCAA basketball tournament, so why not? The Lightning lost last night, Captain, 4-2 to the Kings, and the Warriors won. So a couple sports stories there for the people. You know, Lightning won the Stanley Cup last year, and the Warriors, you know, we'll see if they repeat in NBA basketball. So, how about this, Captain? I don't know if you discussed this on your show. Griner, the young lady that got in trouble over in Russia, they upheld her 9-year sentence. They're in Russia for, breaking the law in that country. Do you think they're going to find a way to bring her back to the U.S. of A., Captain?
Well, it's got to be a prisoner swap or something. The Russians want a certain prisoner returned to them. And if they get that, then the answer would be probably yes. And I use the word probably. But as far as her just being released, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
They proved that yesterday with the decision those judges made.
Correct. Now, do you think we will give them who they want in return to get her back? Would be the next question.
I don't think she's that valuable, to be honest with you. I mean, she's an American citizen, but, big deal. She's a basketball player. I mean, I hate to be so coarse here, but, I mean, look at the reality of the situation. Do we need a basketball player back, or do we need, is there somebody else that we got that we need back that's being kept by the Russians?
Yeah, there you go. That's the thing.
Maybe we'll get a twofer.
Well, there you go. Something of that nature would be the way to do it. You're right, Captain. Yeah, we'll give you who you want, but not just for her. You got to give this guy back, too. That's true, or gal, whatever the case may
be. I mean, there's got to be some responsibility there for what happened, and you can't tell me that, there wasn't some sort of knowledge as to what was going on, sneaking stuff back and forth, and you got to know better. You don't do that stuff.
Well, that's amazing. A lot of people, either illegal paraphernalia or guns. Come on. You can't have that, in your briefcase or in your luggage. Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend. Here comes the music. You better hit real quick. Give us the phone number.
813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Island, it's Medicare season.
See
ya. Let me save you some money.
All right, that's the computer just cut you off there, Patrick. I'll be right back with the consumer quarterback. And that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. And we're going to talk a little consumerism. There's a word for it. We're going to talk a little consumerism. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, you know, you got a nice house, you got a nice apartment, you got a nice modular home, whatever it is you got, and you want to keep it looking good. And maybe you got some blinds you're missing, some shades that might not be right, or some shutters that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Well, check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, because all the stuff that they have is made in the USA, and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Now, Dominic's here locally also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And for you folks out there listening to me around the countryside, if you want to give them a call at 941-922-2345, that's 941-922-2345, they'll walk you through what they've got and how you can get it to you, and they'll tell you about their website, and you can go look and see what they've got, and who knows, you just might be able to buy from afar, and as long as you got someone or yourself or you can put the stuff in, you'll have yourself some great blinds, shades, or shutters too. So don't forget also that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to give them a call and set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store, 941-922-2345. All right. On the telephone line, we have got the consumer quarterback, ConsumerQB.com, the website. It's Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, you do a lot of things for the folks out there, and basically you have a lot of people that come on your program that do different things, service-related for the folks. You might have a painter. You might have a guy that builds porches or does the remodeler, whatever they call themselves. You might have some car repair guys, air conditioners, or maybe even the guys that do the regular air conditioning at the homes. But what you try to do is diversify yourself so if anybody has a question or whatnot, which they usually do, you can answer it for them.
That's right, yeah, and attorneys and CPAs, all types of great self-defense experts and you know, and tech experts, you know, and the idea is to be that consumer advocate to help people, you know, with their buying decisions, help them avoid a lot of the commission-based advice and scams out there. So, yeah, it's been almost 10 years now. We're real excited about that.
And if people want to find out more about you, they can go to ConsumerQB.com, find out more about the show that way, and find out about what it is you do. They'll also find out about your real estate business over there, too. That's all good. But right now, I think the most good that you can do for the people is people are not necessarily buying new, especially when it comes to cars. They're fixing up what they've got, and they're taking care of what they got. And there's a lot of home repair, painting, remodeling, that sort of stuff going on where I'm living. So I'm thinking there's got to be a lot of that going on around the countryside, too.
Right, yeah, renovations and people that are kind of said just fixing up what they currently have. The economy's so bad, and the insurance market is about as depressing as the Tom Brady post game conference, you know. It's challenging. A lot of challenges in Florida right now in real estate. But people are still moving here. That's the good thing. We've got a great governor who kicked Charlie Crist's butt in that debate a couple nights ago. And yeah, we got a great governor. People are still moving here, and it's still a free state of Florida.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a second, because something that was not reported right away, and I found out about it through back channels, dozens of former Charlie Crist staffers, and this goes back to his days as governor in the state of Florida, and some of his colleagues, too, have come out and personally endorsed Ron DeSantis for governor.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love to hear that. That's, you know, Ron is one of the best governors that has ever controlled any state, you know, much less right now, and the perfect governor for when we had this Chinese virus coming to our place. So he did such a great job, man. He needs more credit than what he's getting, especially in some of these news cycles, you know, these news programs. But it's to be expected.
Well, I saw the debate, and I thought he did very well in the debate, and I saw Charlie Crist trying to tear him apart and do this and do that, and Charlie Crist says, well, you had the biggest tax increase and I had the biggest tax cut when I was in. No, Charlie. It was just the opposite. Charlie had the largest, at the time, tax increase of any governor, any administration ever when he was governor.
Yeah, that's what the Democrats do. They just flat out lie. They'll tell you what the other side's doing, but then they'll turn around and do exactly that. You know, that's just it's so crazy. And you see all the clips of Clinton and Abrams denying, you know, their election, or that now even now they're talking about the next election, how it's going to be stolen because they know they're going to get beat.
Well, they're going to do that because that's all they got. They haven't got anything else. And I'll tell you something here. I've got a poll right here in front of me from the EWTN and Real Clear Politics people. EWTN is a Christian network. And this is very interesting because incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis has a favorability rate of 61.4% amongst Catholic voters compared to only 34.5% for Democratic challenger Charlie Crist. Well, to that I say, I'm not surprised. Are you?
No, I mean, especially he kept trying to use the abortion topic the other night. And, you know, Democrats think that's a winner for them, but it's not. Most people don't want to see babies killed, especially up until the day before birth. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And then, of course, you've got, pardon me, Marco Rubio running against Val Demings. And sticking with the blowout theme for the Senate race, The Catholic voters surveyed favor incumbent Senator Marco Rubio, 59.1% over Val Demings, 36.9% the Democratic challenger. Now, that's a difference of 23 points.
Yeah, because she's a radical, another radical.
You're right.
You know, it's crazy. You know, the party has gone off the rails, and they're Marxist, essentially. That's what they are. They're Marxist. If you disagree with them, they shout you down, call you names. It's ridiculous.
Now, the best one for business is Ron DeSantis, bar none, correct?
Absolutely.
And we heard in the debate the other night, Charlie Crist was trying to put him down for being anti-business and all that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, Charlie, quit looking in the mirror and trying to say it's somebody else. It's him. It's him.
Yeah, exactly. It's so ridiculous. They keep, you know, projecting is what it is. They're projecting and they're trying to say whatever they can and lie and manipulate and hopefully not cheat. But, yeah, in the state of Florida, they're pretty good. Some states are still going to be an uphill battle, like Pennsylvania is probably one of the worst. But Arizona is going to be a win for us. There's going to be a lot of wins.
Now, we've got about a minute left here, a little bit more than a minute, and I want you to tell everybody what you do to help the veterans and even some of the first responders if they want to get into a home or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can do this nationwide. I'm based in Tampa Bay, but my wife and I own a Keller Williams team. And we can help veterans, first responders, teachers, nurses, seniors. We offer discounts for those folks. And then also with veterans, you do have access to your 100% VA certificate that will help you get 100% financing. But there's a lot of other programs available. So reach out to us. We'd love to help you. And, again, nationwide, buying, selling, or investing, we can refer a great real estate agent partner of ours in other states. 813-917-1894. Brandon Rhymes at 813-917-1894. And online, our website, ConsumerQB, like quarterback, ConsumerQB.com.
And I always appreciate you, and you got a lot of great information, and I know you work very hard at trying to help the folks out, and on behalf of them, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, and thank you for all you're doing now, and congratulations on the syndication and, you know, hundreds of markets across the world and country and all your service, Captain.
Well, happy to do it, but it's fun. I have a lot of fun doing this. Okay, Brandon, here comes the music. I got to let you go. I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Brandon Rhymes, your consumer quarterback, ConsumerQB.com, ConsumerQB.com. Go over there. Check it out. See what it is he does. Here comes the music. That means I got to go. By the way, I'm going to go have breakfast today at my favorite spot. Yep, breakfast with the captain at my favorite spot. Be down there in about 30 minutes or so. All righty. Have yourself a great day. And remember, it's all about we the people here. We the people. See you tonight.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.